Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
Earlier this year, New Jersey joined California in requiring LGBTQ inclusive curriculum in schools. The bill was signed into law on January 1, 2019, and will go into effect statewide in all public schools for the 2020-2021 school year. Every middle and high school in the state will begin integrating these topics into classrooms, and Garden State Equality will be offering every district across New Jersey its curriculum at no cost. In the meantime, 12 public schools are taking part in the LGBTQ inclusive program that was developed by Garden State Equality. My guest today is Greg Quinlan. He's the founder of Garden State Families. Thanks, Greg, for being with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
And what is the mission of Garden State Families?
We are a Christian family advocacy group. Our mission is to defend the Christian family and the natural family and represent the natural family in all areas of government, from the school board to the governor.
Okay, good, because there's no doubt that the family is under attack by
the leftist.
No doubt at all. How did passage of this LGBTQ inclusive bill come about?
Well, we were caught off guard. It had already passed the Senate. You know, a lot of bills get introduced. Almost 8,000 pieces of legislation get introduced every 2 years in New Jersey.
Wow.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, only a few hundred ever really make it through. And in New Jersey, under the current Democrat, yes, I said that, Democrat,
yeah.
legislature, none of them are pro-family or constitutional. Most all of them are anti-Christ and anti the United States. But it got through the Senate, and we weren't paying attention. Then it came to the New Jersey General Assembly Education Committee, and that's where I was able to testify against it, and it was remarkable what happened.
And what did happen?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, we came into the room. Let me explain this. I don't want to take a lot of time, but we came into the hearing room. It's one of the larger hearing rooms for the assembly. It's kind of, I think it's the second largest one.
Mm-hmm.
And we went in there, and the room was maybe half full. Very few representing our position. Several Jewish members came forward.
Then, on our side? Jewish members on our side?
On our side.
Okay.
Definitely on our side.
Okay.
The multiple homosexual groups represented by one person each came forward to testify on the bill. You know, and there were four Republicans and eight Democrats, so pretty heavy, you know.
Yeah.
So we then, the testimony began, and the groups were talking about how this is needed, how this is required, how this is beneficial, how it protects LGBT-identified individuals, which is an absurd argument.
Absolutely.
This is nothing but indoctrination.
Yeah.
Nothing but indoctrination.
Exactly.
So with this absurd argument, they move forward with it, and then a little girl, long blonde hair, wearing a jumper, comes to sit down and testify, and testifies about how, notice where I'm going here,
uh-huh.
She is advanced placement studies, 4.0 here, 4.0 there, member of this club, interested in science, and as she was testifying, you realized she is not a she, she is a he, and mommy is sitting in the room.
Oh, you're kidding.
Don't know. The voice sounded like, you know, it was young, so you really couldn't tell whether it was
right.
A girl or a boy by the voice, but then you started to wonder, too, well, you know, is this person already being assaulted and violated by the puberty-blocking drugs and medication that they give people who are transitioning? This assault on a minor child to do something so intrinsically radical.
Yeah.
When 85% of the mental health community worldwide says that, the overwhelming number of the mental health community says that children who have a problem with gender identity accept their genetic sexuality by the time they are in high school or in early adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an absurd thing for us to do, particularly since we do know scientifically that the brain is not fully developed until you are in your early to mid-20s.
Right, early to mid-20s. Right, exactly.
So, and part of that, the last thing is risk aversion. That's the last part of the brain that develops is risk aversion. That's why, you know, of course, I was always a coward, so I took no risk when I was a kid. So, skinny little ectomorph did not do any of those things.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so testifies, and when he is done, I'm now calling the she, the pretend
right.
sex, the
pretend
real sex,
she.
The he, the little boy pretending to be a girl.
Right.
All around the table, including two Republicans, you are so brave.
Oh.
I'm so proud of you. Congratulations.
Just feeding his delusion that he's a girl.
Yes, feeding his delusion,
yeah.
Feeding the lie. We
yeah.
are feeding the lie. We're feeding the anti-human. This is anti-human narrative.
Mm.
It is anti-humanity.
That's true. I hadn't heard that put that way, but that's exactly what it is.
I'm so good at coming up with these little one-liners,
yeah.
And I'm just the vision too that I'm patting myself on the back.
Yeah.
I'm so humble,
now,
modest to a fault.
When you testified, did they tell you that you were brave?
No.
Oh, I'm shocked.
When I got up and testified, I said I represented, that I am ex-gay, and I represent another group of called ex-gay is okay. So, and I was in Washington D.C. this first week of November with a group called Change.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, about 24 former LGBT identified individuals who are testifying against the Equality Act and to presenting our case with books. And we wore shirts, just telling the truth.
Right.
That no one's born this way and you can change.
Yeah.
All
and,
right.
And they didn't applaud you for testifying
about
being
ex-gay. No,
they did not. In fact,
I went down the list. I said, are you going to include Walt Heyer, who literally had the surgery to remove his genitals, lived as a woman for years, and now is living as a man again. You know, obviously, sexually, he can't do that because he, you know, assaulted his body, modified his body from its DNA. But he is living as a man and telling everyone that everything he had done and this whole idea of transgenderism is a lie.
What you just
did here was you enabled, this is child abuse.
It is. It absolutely. Yeah, we've had Walt on the program a time or two.
Walt's great. But as we went through, I also mentioned, are you going to include, you know, people like myself who've left the homosexual lifestyle?
Mm-hmm.
I've been physically assaulted. Mm-hmm. I have a scar across my nose where I've been decked in the face.
By a homosexual activist.
By a gay activist.
Yeah.
Simply because I said people can change from gay to straight, since no one's born that way.
You know, their whole line is you can go from straight to gay, but you can't go back the other direction. I mean, their mantra is one way. You can go from straight
to
gay.
Which violates the idea of self-determination, violates
True.
The idea of your own humanity, violates the idea of biology, just an absolute violation. Then I said this, are you going to include Anthony Perkins from Psycho fame, who was a boyfriend and dated the recently deceased Tab Hunter?
Oh.
And he left the homosexual lifestyle, married a woman, fathered two sons before he died of AIDS.
I did not know that.
Are you going to include him in your history?
Wow.
His contributions to society?
Wow.
So, you know, so we go on and on and on.
You didn't get any applause, and I'm sure you got no answers.
No. In fact, they just kept quiet. They didn't want to hear it.
Yeah.
And then one of the atheists on the committee, who is a plasma physics professor at Princeton University, who is one of the ones complimenting the little boy pretending to be a girl.
Yeah.
Hope I have you in my classes someday. I hope you come to Princeton. I get to be your professor. I looked right over at him. I said, here's the real science. Quote, there are no replicated scientific studies supporting any specific biologic etiology for homosexuality, end quote. I said, American Psychiatric Association, that's the real science.
Yeah. Yeah, but they don't want to hear the real science. They don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear stories like yours. They don't want
to. That's right. And remember, too, they have the money.
Yeah.
We don't have the money.
Yeah.
They
have
the money.
But we have the truth, and we have God on our side. And
that's it.
We have to keep reminding ourselves of that every single day as we look at the millions and millions of dollars that the homosexual activist groups get. Anyway, so Garden State Equality, of course, that's the statewide pro-gay activist group in Pennsylvania. Yeah, we have our own. We have a Equality PA over here, but you guys have your own. And they said they worked with New Jersey teachers.
Yes.
And they worked with GLSEN, and they worked with another group to create this curriculum, this LGBTQ inclusive curriculum. So did they do this? I mean, was it just all volunteer? Okay, here are the three groups. Garden State Equality, they partner with Make It Better for Youth and GLSEN Central New Jersey to develop the curriculum. Now, did they do it volunteer? I mean, were just volunteers who put this curriculum together, or how did
My understanding is that the grants were specifically given to Garden State Equality, to the organization itself.
Okay.
And the organization itself is working with the committees, or however they did this, to write curriculum that already exists. So why did we give them, or why did they get $180,000+ to develop curriculum that already exists? California's had this for two decades.
Yeah. Well, they had to give a reason for requesting the grant, I guess.
Right.
Of course, what they're doing now, it actually started earlier this month, started first part of January when the kids get back from winter vacation. There were 12 New Jersey schools that were picked, I guess, who had requested to be considered as part of a pilot program. And I guess there was several that, I don't know the number, that requested to be part of this, but 12 were chosen to be part of this pilot program using the curriculum that Garden State Equality and the others had created. So Garden State Equality has posted on their website, quote, "That means in reference to the curriculum they've created, or in reference to this bill that was passed, signed into law, quote, that means our youth will learn about towering figures like two of New Jersey's own, Babs Cyperstein, a transgender equality pioneer, and Martha Johnson, who ignited the Stonewall riots. Students will also learn about Harvey Milk, one of the first openly gay elected officials in America.
And a pederast.
Exactly. And they're not going to include that part. And Bayard Rustin, Martin Luther King's closest advisor, who organized the March on Washington, and there's countless more," unquote. So those are some of the ones that they are going to include in their LGBTQ.
Right. Babs Cyperstein, who recently died, a man pretending to be a woman, don't know that he ever had the sexual reassignment surgery. He was instrumental in changing birth certificates, death certificates, all that kind, to go your perceived, and the Democrats, of course, enabled all of it. What you do here at Rutgers, I was a speaker at one of the sociology classes. So is he. He went before me, and I went after as an ex-gay woman. We were talking about sexual identity.
Uh-huh.
And he mentioned and confessed in one of those classes about how he had no relationship with his children because he was married, had children, and then left his wife so he could pursue this, you know, false identity.
Right.
Because he was definitely mentally disturbed.
Yeah.
If you met the man pretending to be a woman, you knew right away this man was off.
Oh,
he was definitely had some mental, emotional issues.
Yeah.
In either case, though, he talked about how he had no relationship with his children, his own children.
Rejected his new identity.
Rejected him. Mm-hmm. However, he would brag that he was a father, that he had children, and he was a grandparent.
Oh, my goodness. But his children, and that's just, this whole transgender thing that destroys our own acting Secretary of Health here in Pennsylvania is a man who pretends to be a woman. But when he was first nominated by Governor Wolf back whenever, he briefly talked about his former wife and his children, but he didn't want to go into any details about it. So, you know,
did you see his children with him, supporting him?
No, absolutely no.
No.
No. He didn't want to go into the damage.
Whatever excuse he uses, it's extremely damaging to any family when they do this.
Absolutely.
Extremely damaging.
Yeah.
Regardless of what Hollywood wants to portray to us, it's just extremely damaging.
Yeah. So, you know, with this curriculum, right now there's 12 schools in New Jersey that are part of the pilot program, and they're going to use them as, you know, seeing how well received the curriculum is and tweak anything that they need to tweak between now, or rather at the end of the school this school year and before school starts for the 2020-2021 school year. But this is an integrated curriculum, which means it's going to be included in English, history, social studies, world language, arts, sciences, math, and health/sex education. It is inclusive.
And then here's the point. What does your sexual identity have to do with trigonometry?
Exactly.
What does your sexual identity have to do with you know, certain biology classes? What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I know, but they...
This is utter absurd. I did not need to know that George Washington was a heterosexual man to know that he's the father of our country and a brilliant general.
Yeah, I know, but they're... And that, you made a perfect point, because we don't talk about the sexuality of historic figures. We don't
talk... There's no need to.
Exactly. That doesn't impact who, you know, their accomplishments, but yet LGBT activists, in their efforts to normalize their lifestyle, they want to insert all this information, and in some case, I mean, you know, they're even saying Abraham Lincoln was homosexual. So they're picking on the dead guys in some cases. But they're just doing all this just to normalize their lifestyle and to convince kids that it's okay, that this is perfectly normal, and look at all the great historic things that happened with these people, even though they identify as LGBT. Is there any opt-out? Of course, you can opt out of this.
No, you cannot opt out. We are urging parents to opt out. Understand this, everyone. Please understand this. Use this. This is a faith-based assumption. There are zero, not a smidgen, of replicated scientific evidence that anyone is born gay. In fact, multiple, just recently, within the last year, a report was released where the scientist doing the report said this: there is no single identifiable gene for homosexuality, period. And many of the scientists who signed that paper, who were a part of this research, were self-identified LGBT individuals.
Wow. Who did the study?
That was a Harvard and an MIT study. I better send that to you so you have the link to it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
This is so clear. Don't forget, too, we have Dr. Neil Whitehead, who did these surveys of identical twins, 5,000 sets of identical twins.
Wow.
His study has been independently verified, not just from Australia, where it first at, Finland, Europe, China, South America, and the United States. So we now have close to 30 sets of identical twins, proving there is no genetic correlation or link to homosexual identity. Homosexuality is a developmental gender identity disorder.
Yeah.
Developed, not innate.
Right.
Acquired, not inborn.
Yeah. Now, you just made the comment a minute ago that it's based on, it's a faith-based
it's
effort.
It's religion.
Okay.
It's faith. It's faith. It's a religion. Here we are endorsing, violating the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment. It is a religion. A full-on, complete religion. And I know we're running out of time here, but I got to tell you this, got to state this so everybody understands this. The First Amendment, there are 40 words in the First Amendment. There are five freedoms identified, listed, and enumerated in the First Amendment. We call those the first principles. The first of those first principles takes up 16 words. That's more than a third of the entire First Amendment. And it's the freedom of religion, not from it.
Exactly. Yeah.
So many people think that freedom of speech is the first liberty.
Yeah.
Hear me. It's number two.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it number two? Why is it listed secondly? Because James Madison and the Founding Fathers understood that you don't have the freedom of speech to speak without the freedom to believe.
To believe, right, exactly, yeah. Now, you have, that's an excellent point. I'll have to remember that. Several school districts are holding, I guess, like information meetings and such for parents and the community.
Yes.
You had mentioned before we went on the air that there's a Pineland, school district they're having.
Pineland's Regional School District at the junior high school on February 5th is holding a public meeting. However, you have to register to attend the open public meeting, and you have to fill out a form in order to allegedly speak to the open in the open public meeting. So we've got a real problem here. It's not open. It's not public. And by the way, when you look at the form to fill out, it is run by Garden State Equality. The homosexual political PAC is running the school board meeting, taking the reservations for the school board meeting.
How can they do that?
Well, they can.
They live in New Jersey. That's how they do that.
This is the violation of this. It is extremely negative. It's extremely bad. You see, parents are losing their rights. And here's what I want to tell everybody. I know the faithful listen, but the faithful have got to talk to the unfaithful, the people who don't vote, the people who don't get involved. We have a new organization that just started here in New Jersey. It just incorporated. It's called Arise New Jersey. It's we all have to get our own people, people who understand the definition of family, that understand that what education is really about, not indoctrination for a religion, but to teach our young people how to get a job and be active, tax-paying citizens in our society. This is so we have to run for school board. We have to get elected to school board. And we also, in the meantime, have to expose the enemies of our children who are sitting on the school boards.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, school board elections are so very important, and I think as we see this whole agenda, this LGBT agenda, attacking our kids through the public school system, school board elections are even more important. And statewide elections, you know, elections for governor and legislatures and such as that, I mean, they're all important. But, you know, if a governor is an activist like Tom Wolf, and we don't have conservatives who are willing to stand against that individual in the legislature, then they would be passing all sorts of terrible laws that mandate schools do what this law is mandating, that all schools have this LGBTQ inclusive curriculum.
This is why we have to support organizations like, you know, AFA of Pennsylvania. It's so important
like yours.
Because we are your eyes on this.
Yeah.
We understand you've got families to raise. You've got bills to pay. You've got jobs to do. You have other things that you're, but we're here to help you, to keep you informed about what's going on.
Yeah.
There does seem to be a wake up. I do seem to think that the sleeping giant is finally waking up here, like the Center for Garden State Families in New Jersey. I understand you have your Tom Wolf, and we have Murphy's Law. His name is Phil Murphy for governor. We really have the empirical, definitive personification of what Murphy's Law is.
Yeah.
And he's sitting in Trenton. So we have real problems in our country, real problems in our country.
Yeah.
We have a takeover of our nation to undo the Constitution, to undo our form of government, and make a top-down, heavy socialist society. And we have to resist that. Because, first of all, that is absolutely anti-Christian.
It is. And we have to protect our kids. I mean, too many, or most parents, unfortunately, are in a situation where their kids have to go to public school because they can't afford to send them to private school. And in many cases, they cannot homeschool because both parents have to work. And so the kids are trapped in a situation where they're being indoctrinated on all sorts of life-altering issues. It's just terrible. Our kids are the guinea pigs. Anyway, how can folks contact you?
The Center for Garden State Families at gardenstatefamilies.org. That's gardenstatefamiliesplural.org. And you can contact us at info@gardenstatefamilies.org.
Okay, info@gardenstatefamilies.org or gardenstatefamilies.org is the website. Thanks, Greg, for keeping things under control or monitoring things over in our neighboring state there in New Jersey.
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm the Dutch boy with my finger in the dike.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
All right. God bless and everybody. Pray. We've got to storm heaven on these things.
We absolutely do. We absolutely do. You take care.
You too, my friend.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.